This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Anybody can sound off on the internet. It is much harder to share your opinions or talk about what's plaguing you in person. For artist, actor, filmmaker, and radio producer Sukhyun Lee, that real-life discourse is the stuff of a sleepover.
I invite three strangers to share a hotel room with me for one night. Each stranger arrives with a specific problem they need help with. And then over the next 24 hours, we hash it out and get to know one another while stuck in one room.
Sleepover is a CBC radio show and podcast that invites listeners into the unrehearsed and unpredictable encounters that can only happen when strangers are thrown together face-to-face in a limited space for a limited time. Our guest is host and orchestrator of The Sleepover, Sukhyun Lee. Sukhyun, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Great to be here, Virginia.
So this is one of those, this is crazy, this is brilliant ideas. There are so many ways to put people together to talk. Why a sleepover?
Well, there's kind of affectionate feeling, you know, like every kid, I had sleepovers when I was a kid and very fond of those memories of dragging a sleeping bag out. And, you know, I'm a big fan of pillow talk. I really love that. I could do that forever. And that notion of, you know, bringing in very diverse and different people in to share a space. I mean, I think that sort of begins in a kind of open and friendly place. And then we get to the tough stuff.
Are there any rules in this container of a hotel room? I mean, can people come and go? Are there any ways, like language you shouldn't use? Any shoulds or shouldn'ts?
Well, generally speaking, you know, there's an agreement. No one's being forced into this situation. Everyone has been approached. I've, you know, found very amazing and intriguing people that I know kind of are very different from one another. I want to see how they're going to collide and clash with one another. There's an essential agreement to share space and create space. So there's a kind of like understanding that what we create together. Other than that, I haven't encountered anyone having to, you know, run out of the hotel yet or take a smoke break, thank goodness. But we essentially create this very intense 24-hour experience, a kind of leap of faith to be together and create conversation and connection.
There have been three episodes at the time that we're speaking to you based on one encounter, 24 hours. There are these three distinct half-hour episodes based on each of the three strangers. Here's just a clip of you introducing them.
First of all, I want to thank you for taking a giant leap of faith with me. Over the next 20 hours or so, we're going to be asking each other all kinds of nosy questions. Are you ready?
Yes.
As ready as I can be.
What is nosy?
That last one adorably asking what nosy means is Charlie McGettigan. She's 8 years old. We also heard from Sachi Cole. She's a social media maven, writes for BuzzFeed Canada. And Alan Zweig. Am I saying that right?
Alan Zweig.
Zweig. He's 64. He warns them all he snores rather loudly. All three have to have a problem to be solved and be willing to submit to this 24-hour experiment. How are they chosen?
Well, you know, in very many different ways. So say, for example, Charlie, I know from my neighborhood, she's an extremely dynamic and precocious 8-year-old girl. Her mom's a Romanian dancer. Her dad's a Newfoundland rocker. Charlie is her unique own being and lots of energy, intelligence. Love her so much. I also wanted to include a range of people, ages, careers, viewpoints, beliefs, religions, right across, because I find that many times, you know, in this day and age, we kind of are so separated and oftentimes communicate virtually. So, or technology mediates our correspondence. So really trying to put individuals together who would never find themselves in a room together in the first place. So she was on the list, and then trying to figure out who would kind of tangentially be interesting to sort of collide with her. And Alan Zweig, as you say, he's a senior citizen. He's also a documentary filmmaker. Alan is a curmudgeon. He's a big grumpy pants. I mean, I saw him through my Facebook feed. I was like, who is this guy? He's so grumpy. He's always so kind of complaining about stuff, but in a kind of like those two guys that would be in the balcony on the Muppet Show, those guys. So I was like, okay, I got to get a Grouch, Mr. Grouchy in there. Alan's interesting too, because, you know, most of his life he's felt like a big loser. And it's only recently that his career has taken off, that he actually found a woman who fell in love with him, and together they had a child. So he calls himself an old dad. He's a senior, but his daughter, she's like 5 years old. So, you know, he has complications where he picks up his daughter from school, and he can feel all the other kids looking at her saying, who's the old guy with the big belly picking her up? So he's very upfront about these things. You know, I think a big part of it is finding people who, A, have difficulties in their lives, which is everyone, but also people willing to speak of them candidly. And then there was Sachi Cole, who is a very interesting and opinionated woman. She's a writer and also a big online presence through social media. She's very politically minded, and she often calls out what she feels is injustices, specifically to do with privilege and race and socioeconomic injustices. And she's, you know, I wanted to see what she would be like with Alan in that same room, because in a lot of ways, on paper, you would think that they would have very oppositional perspectives. And I wanted to see, especially in a time where, you know, so much of our conversation sort of devolve into a kind of large fight where opposing sides say incendiary remarks to each other and then quickly go offline. I wanted to see what would happen if we contained people with very, very different opinions in the same space. What would be the common factors and what would be the differences, and could they work differences out?
Well, it strikes me when I was thinking, what could I do this, that we are so often in our own sort of bubbles of comfortable camaraderie, people who know and speak and think about the same kind of things that we speak about. It takes some courage, I think, on the part of your guests to be willing to submit themselves to this.
It takes a great, great deal of courage. And every time we do a sleepover, I am overwhelmed and inspired by the willingness, the bravery to be in that room together. I think, you know, at first when we came up with this notion, you know, it really was a response to the kind of devolution of communication and kind of face-to-face time that I'm seeing happening in our world today. And it's utterly imperative that we do have that time that we can be together. And I think that notion is so connecting with people. So when I reach out to people and explain what the intention is, many of them feel the same way. And so that is why, you know, at first we were like, who's going to agree to this? This is an intense durational experience. And yet I was so surprised and heartened to see people really embrace this idea.
Here's a clip from the second episode. This one was focused on Sachi, who tells us she's a brown woman, she has a brown father, and her problem actually is that he shows his disapproval for her by giving her the silent treatment, refusing to communicate. But what we're going to hear is a part of reaction to something Alan said about, you know, he expected when he got there that other people would look like him, which she calls him out on for being, you know, sort of entitled white man expecting everyone to look like him. Let's hear.
That's, I think, where this debate gets derailed, which is that when people talk like that, people in the majority take it as a criticism and not merely just a statement of what is true, that because you're in the majority, you do get the privilege to walk into a room and expect that there's going to be a lot of people like you. But I'm not saying that you have to hang yourself because you're like a white dude here, but
I didn't say people like me. I mean, maybe I
you
said,
you
but
did.
I didn't mean people like me because I don't relate to the world as being filled with people like me, whatever.
Okay.
That's a clip from The Sleepover, a radio show and podcast that throws three strangers with a problem into a hotel room to help each other out. And our guest is Sukhyun Lee, the host and co-producer of The Sleepover. Sukhyun, what was going on there?
Yeah, so this was, you know, a conversation that spilled out, and suddenly there was an electricity in the room, a tension. You know, we heard there, you know, there's Alan. You know, he says that he suffers from foot and mouth disease. He's quite aware that Sachi has convictions. She has strong feelings about white male privilege, and there he is, having expressed the assumption that he would walk into a room and see three white guys just like him, and she really wanted to tell him that as a Indo-Canadian woman, she would never be able to assume that kind of thing. And so,
but she doesn't shoot him down, which I think is great. She doesn't say,
he gets his back up and he wants to walk away. And what is extraordinary, if you listen to where it goes further in the podcast, seemingly opposing viewpoints come together. What happens is, as we get to know one another, despite their seemingly opposing perspectives, Satche and Alan find incredible similarities. They're both extremely blunt. They speak their minds. They come from very similar families with incredible pressures, very funny individuals. And suddenly we're realizing that they're kind of the same person, but in different bodies. A 25-year-old Indo-Canadian woman and a 65-year-old old dad Jewish grumpy guy. In this kind of situation, the differences are explored. And normally, you know, if this was taking place online, it would have spiraled out into this kind of like, I don't know,
big... insults and name calling. And
yeah,
that kind
and insults, name calling, blocking people. When we're all in a room, you cannot escape. You are there, and we want to see what the extra layer is. Everyone is walking around with convictions and assumptions. And as you say, most of us, even in our friend circle online, you know, we talk to other people that reaffirm our viewpoint. It is so seldom that we walk out of our own comfort zones to see what another person can offer.
Well, there they are in this room together. It's getting messy increasingly. There's wet bathing suits, you know, empty coffee cups, pizza. The boxes. But this could easily veer into that, the kind of reality TV construct of highlighting or even creating tension for tension's sake. So how do you avoid that as a producer?
Yeah, that's a total, you know, that is one intention. I make it very clear that there is no winner or loser in this. There is no competitive aspect to this. This is not just for entertainment. This is to actually try to facilitate really important conversations that can bring us together. So the whole ethos of the show is that of humanism and that of curiosity and that of playfulness and that of coming together. So it is completely devoid of the kind of, wrestling match, mudslinging, contrived conflicts. I think the fact that there is no competitive aspect of it really helps people, you know, once they understand that this is not this sort of tacky, terrible entertainment situation, they want to be there.
Thank you so much for letting us spy a little bit on the sleepover.
Thank you so much, Virginia.
Suk Yin Lee is host and co-producer of the Sleepover radio show and podcast, which throws strangers together in a hotel room for 24 hours to see if they can forge meaningful connections. There's a link to the trailer for the show on our website, wordofmouthradio.org.